Neighboring Zimbabwe is also reeling. Mercy Corps' Mildred Makore was coordinating aid efforts in the town of Chimanimani over the weekend. She spoke with survivors there about what they were doing when the cyclone hit.
My understanding is there was a huge rumble in the middle of the night that sounded like a storm or an earthquake, and then gushes of water. So swishing of water. So some people in these communities died in their sleep and just were washed away. One account that I heard was of a family, a grandfather and his grandson were just washed away in their sleep, and they were then discovered downstream 2 days later.
What does your task at Mercy Corps look like right now, Mildred? I mean, how many people were affected in Zimbabwe that you are now considering basically your clients?
There are a lot of rescue efforts currently going on. And for us, our priority is to make sure that there is no disaster beyond this disaster. We are worried that because of the flooding, there could be a spread of waterborne diseases, particularly cholera and typhoid. So our efforts right now are targeted at over 20,000 individuals to make sure that we can reach them with hygiene kits, including water purification tablets, soaps, water, and information material to increase awareness of potential spread of diseases.
Did you speak to anybody on the ground and sort of getting a sense of just the really rough stories they're facing right now?
Oh, so many stories. So as I said, so people watched some of their family members being washed away. Some hung to rocks or trees to survive. And beyond just life issues, I think we need to think about some of the productive assets that these communities have lost. They've lost livestock. They've lost crops. I talked to an individual within an area called Skyline where he has his whole field just washed away and it has been laid bare, and all topsoil with critical nutrients has been washed away. So obviously, I think at this point in time, we need to start thinking about what are the efforts to make sure that we build these communities back up again to ensure that they can survive into the future beyond this emergency as well.
I don't know if you've seen the satellite photos showing the altered landscape from the cyclone before and after, but on the ground, is this scene kind of what those photos suggest, that where there was once land, there is now an ocean?
Definitely. In Zimbabwe, most of the waters have started receding. So in certain communities that we'd never been, we are being told that there used to be hundreds of houses in this specific area, but it's now bare land. So it's such a challenge for people to even explain how it used to be and what it has become. And you can't even imagine the force that made sure that happened.
Mildred Makore is the Zimbabwe director for Mercy Corps. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.